It is morning time. New dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson Hay Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, loaded, and be prepared as you plunged into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, this morning we come just as we are, having nothing to hide. We confess every of our sins and iniquities before you. Dear God, please have mercy upon us. Forgive us all every of our sins in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirit, soul, and body and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we hereby place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. We therefore ask you to lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. Every of our undertakings we commit to your able care. Please bless and prosper those that are not in any way against your will for us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning once again. God bless you. Kindly join me from the book of Romans, chapter number 8, the text where we read yesterday. Romans 8. We are reading from verse 14 through to verse 21. This morning, I'm still reading from King James Version of the Bible. God bless you as you follow the readings. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by the reason of him that has subjected, by the reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is episode 10 on God's royalty. Episode 10, Praventure. It might be the final episode on this topic. God, if Holy Spirit doesn't extend it in any way today. Yesterday, by God's special grace, I started talking on the benefits and the privileges of the adoptees. The adoptees, the benefits and the privileges they enjoy. I just want to mention few out of the, you know, numerous privileges and the benefits that we can enjoy in Christ. And God, by God's special grace, I mentioned few yesterday. I told you yesterday that our God is the God of relationship. I also told you that what God is still looking for in every man today is nothing but relationship. He still wants to relate with us. That is the reason why the Bible told us in Romans 5, verse number 1, that we have peace with God. Let's read Romans 5, verse 1. The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see? That is what God is still looking for. God is looking for a way for every man to make peace with Him. After He has cast us out, after we have sinned, and He cast us out of the, the original place of His perfect will for us, that is the Garden of Eden. We were cast out of the garden into the world to exploit this, our wickedness that we are exploring even up to today. When you are reading that, I take 2 Corinthians chapter 5, by the time you are reading towards verse number 18, the Bible make 18 or 19, the Bible says God was in Christ. Why He was reconciling the world back to Himself. So our God is God of relationship. God wants to relate with us. And for that reason, He have to, give up His one and only begotten Son, for God so loved the world. What is it in the world that you think that God loves? It is we, His image. It is we, His likeness. That is what He loves in the world. There is nothing in the world that God cherishes that much more than us. He wants that relationship back. And that was the reason why He gave us Christ. And through Him, we were adopted back into God's royal family. We were adopted back. The status we lost, God through Christ conferred it on us again. So we became the, children of God. And as child of God, You are heir of God as a child. That is, you have been redeemed. So you are the redeemed of God. Because you are redeemed of God, you are inheritor of God. Number two I mentioned yesterday was our status was changed. So that royal status we lost was brought back to us through Christ. Number three, I told us we became the heirs of, God. And then number four, we became joint heir with Christ. And number five, where I stopped yesterday, was the Spirit of God that lives in us, which bear witness to our own spirit that we are the children of God. And for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and the daughters of God. That is what the Bible says. Number six this morning, through the Spirit of God that lives in us, we have access to what I call divine guidance. Reading Psalm 32 verse number 8, the Bible says, I will lead you, I will guide you, I will direct you and instruct you the way you will go. So we have access to divine guidance. And number 7 point, which I'm making today, we have access to divine wisdom. The wisdom of God. You see, I was mentioning yesterday that through Holy Spirit, the Bible says Jesus Himself was telling us in John chapter number 14 that the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. The Spirit of truth, the Comforter, when He comes, He will teach us all things. So we live in God's own divine wisdom through His Spirit. That thing is automatic, and there is still privileges even for us, because the Bible says, is anyone still feeling that you are not wise enough? Is anyone still feeling that to be deficient in wisdom? The Bible says, let him ask. By the time you are reading James chapter number 1 verse 5, God give it liberally. You still need the wisdom of God. We still have access to that divine wisdom, so that we don't need to make any foolish mistake. We don't need to fall into any foolish error anyhow, because the Spirit of God is in us. The wisdom of God is with us. Number eight, we have access to divine healings. In the book of Isaiah 53, the Bible made it clear in verse 5 that by his stripes we were healed. The chastisement of our chastisement was laid on him. We have been healed already. So it is thus we align ourselves to this divine purpose of God for us. And then the things will run for us automatically. Number 9, divine provision. We have divine provision, access to divine provision for my God. Philippians 4:19, shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Can you see? We have access to everything in God. I remember yesterday, I think I was ministering somewhere yesterday. I said, it is high time we stop looking for the hands of God. It is high time we look and seek the face of God and look into his heart to know what is in the heart of God. When we know what is in the heart of God, when we know his heart we know and do what is in his heart, he will be able to release his hands for us. Knowing the heart of God and doing what is in his heart, we give us access to everything in his hands. But if our pursuit at all times has been the hand of God, the hand of God, God also have needs. God have problem that he want to solve, that we are the solution to his problem. But by the time we are only chasing his hand, chasing what he can give, we never think of what we can give him. Then there will be problem. Hallelujah. Another point this morning is divine protection. The Bible made it clear in Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Can you see? I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the destruction that walketh in darkness, of that one that wasted at noonday. The Bible says, as I tread upon the lion and serpent, as I tread upon them. The Bible says, 1,000 shall fall by my side and 10,000 by my right hand, but shall not come near me. Only with my eye will I be behold and be. I will only be hearing it from afar. It will not come near me. Why? Because he will give his angel charge over me to keep me on my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. These are the promises of God for us. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for God is with us. That is the promises of God. For us, divine protection. The sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. All around that, 24/7 divine protection. And number 11, we have eternal security. Eternal security. According to John chapter number 10, the book of John chapter 10, let's read verse number 28 and 29 of John. The Bible says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Can you see something? Eternal security. We are in God's hand. We are secured internally. We will not perish. We will not suffer any kind of damages. Eternally, we are secured. We are secured. Hallelujah. We are secured. And the number 12 this morning is eternal life itself. Just like that same place we read just now, verse 28 said, and I give unto them eternal life. We have eternal life. God has granted us eternal life, where we will be enjoying with him until eternity. Life that will never come to an end. We have access to it. Number 13 this morning, because of time, I want to quickly round it up. Access to the fullness of his blessings, both on earth and there in heaven. We have access to the fullness of God's blessings. In Ephesians 1:3, the Bible says, He has blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We have access to both heavenly blessings and earthly blessings, to the fullness of them all. Number 14, we have access, an opportunity, to exercise his power and, his authority. We can wield God's kind of power and authority through the name of Jesus. Behold, I give unto you authority, power and authority over the devils to cast out. That's what the Bible says. Matthew 10 verse 1, when he sent the 12. Luke 10:19, I give unto you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion. Can you see something? We have numerous, benefits and privileges through Christ Jesus. And then we also have access to God's glory. You see, the Bible says in our scripture that we read, the text, the Bible says that if we have suffered with him, if you endure everything with him, it is a must, you must be glorified with him as well. In that verse number 17. And he was talking of the glory of the children of God in verse 21. We have glorious liberty that we are hoping for. And finally, this morning, as I round it up, we also have, assurance. That one has been treated already. We have assurance. We have access to God's own glory. We have access to manifest God's own glory. These are many more benefits that we have access to through God's own, through Christ. God adopting us through Christ into his royal family. I don't know whom you are. I don't know where you are hearing this message today. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ into your life at any point in time, this is the best time for you to do so. If you want to enjoy all these privileges and the benefits, if you're a backslider, this is the time for you to come back home. All you need to do this morning is just to, Lord, I am a backslider. I come back. I'm a prodigal son. I'm a prodigal daughter. Accept me just as I am. Please have mercy. If you have not yet given your life to Christ at any point in time, just tell God this morning that, Lord, I know that I need you. Of my own, I can't do this. Christ, come to my life. Jesus, come into my heart. Come and be the Lord and Savior of my life. Yes, lead me, guide me, write my name in the book of life, remove my name from the book of death. Thank you, dear God, for saving me. For in Jesus' name, we have saved. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonioljulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out during the line, +233-202-749-915. Exploit this very wonderful day in no ramifications. I make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.